Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
What was in there? Goldfish? Is that all?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
That wasn't goldfish.
It's a busy day in the Colony Middle School lunchroom in Palmer. At a long lunch table, 8th grader Megan Kennedy is hanging out with some of her favorite friends. Megan is a peer helper and teaching assistant for a class of developmentally disabled students.
I watch over them sometimes. We do like calendar time over there where we do the dates and the weather and what we're going to do. And I also go to them to APE, which is Adapted Physical Education, on Thursdays, and we do things like swimming and ice skating and bowling to kind of strengthen their motor skills and stuff. It's really fun. We're going swimming this week, so they really like that. Just getting to know them is really fun, and I don't know, they're just silly and goofballs, which is kind of like how I am, so I can kind of relate to them in that way.
Hadley Nicholson is a special education teacher at Colony Middle. She says it's really important for her students to have friendships with kids like Megan.
She's just been a great example for our students. Both our students in special education, but our regular, typically developing students, she's very inclusive and supportive. She finds different ways to include them in activities and has been a great example to have here.
In the fall, Megan's headed to Colony High.
I do not know what I'm going to do next year when I don't get to hang out with them every day, because I always look forward to it and they just brighten my day every day.
Megan says her experience in the classroom has made her think about being a special education teacher herself someday. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.